3, 2, 1, and action.
A warm welcome to Disky Talk with Luyolo. If you're tuning in for the very first time, I ask that you please subscribe and hit the notification bell. If you've been a part of this journey, I hope you thoroughly enjoy this episode. So, on today's episode, we discuss all things MTN 8 Wafa Wafa. So, it is SuperSport versus Golden Arrows. So, without wasting any time, let's head straight into it. So, the red team will represent Golden Arrows, and the blue team will represent SuperSport. Well, naturally so, because they wear blue. So, let's then have a look at Golden Arrows. So, before I get into Golden Arrows from a tactical perspective, it is very important to note that Lihlogo Nolo Siyama is their new coach. So, certain things from last season could be tweaked, but he is a coach who has a similar philosophy and approach that Mandla Ncikazi has. So the squad that Mandla Ncikazi has left is actually a very good foundation for Lihlogo Nolo Siyama to kick on and actually use the squad and use that foundation which has been left. But yes, of course, a couple of players have departed, but we will get into that right now. So when we have a look at Golden Arrows, they will most likely approach either with a 4-4, either with a 4-4-1-1, which would look like that, a 4-4-1-1, or a 4-2-3-1. So that's the other option, you know. But then what we will do is we will then let's stick with the 4-4-1-1, because that is Mr. Siyama's preferred formation. That is the formation that he tends to use a lot of the time. So then when we have a look at it, we've got in goals, we will have Mlungwane in goals. At right back, Dube. Two center backs, we will have I think either Zuke or Matiane, depending on who Siyama likes as the right-sided centre-half. And then as the left-sided centre-half, we will have Usibisi, a player who did very well last season and one of my favourite defenders within the DStv Premiership. And then we do know that Divine Lunga has departed. However, there is a very good replacement in Nkombela, who will start as the left back. And I think he's a player who's going to grow in leaps and bounds and show us what he has. You know, I think he will fill that void very well. Going then into midfield. So we will have Perusnath in there. You know, he is a lot more on the defensive side. So you might see him drop in between these two center halves at times to collect the ball and to start play from deep. And then we'll have his midfield partner in crime, Ndwandwe, in there, you know, a player that I've been very impressed by, you know, and a player who is very rare when it comes to DStv Premiership by virtue of the fact that he's a complete midfielder, in my opinion. So he can play deep, he can play as an eight, and he's got an eye for goal, you know. He's a goal-scoring midfielder, which is a component that we're not thoroughly used to when it comes to DStv Premiership football. So I really like that about Ndwandwe, and he offers that goal threat when it comes to Golden Arrows. So then when we then have a look at their wingers. So off the left-hand side, you will have Modi. Modi did exceptionally well in his first season in the DStv Premiership. I think he was one of the best players within the league, in my opinion. Very exciting to watch. He's skillful, he's quick, and he's also got an eye for goal. Very good at occupying the half spaces, but also very good at keeping the width, taking the player on, beating him. And that's what I like about Modi. Very energetic. On the right-hand side, we've got Unduduzo Sibiya, who, in my opinion, is a very, very good playmaker. He is a playmaker that has the style of play that can fit into the biggest teams within DStv Premiership. So his style of play could predicate for him signing for a Pirate, signing for a Sundown, signing for a Chiefs one day. So I really like Spear, and unlike Modi, Spear will tuck in a lot more. He will occupy the half space a lot more, as opposed to Modi, who likes to start out wide and then come in, you know. And that's what Spear gives you. Very good at manipulating the ball in the half spaces, and very intelligent player. So sometimes you will see him make that run where he goes past his striker, who we will get into a bit later. And then as the 10, as the playmaker, we've got Umakubela. Never die. Never die. It's Ako Makubela. So yeah, he's been an absolute marvel to watch. A revelation within the DStv Premiership for Golden Arrows. He's the man that pulls the strings for Golden Arrows. He's the one that gets them going. He's the one that gets them ticking. So then up front, you could either have Knox Mutiza, or you could have Michael Boy Kumete. So, yet again, I have to note this, viewers at home. This could change. There could be a couple of players that might come in, but this is more or less the foundation and the formation we will see. And this is more or less the bulk of the players that we will see in the quarterfinal against SuperSport. Just to note that yet again, this could potentially change, and this could possibly see new players getting introduced, because Golden Arrows did actually go into the transfer window and sign a couple of exciting players, especially from the GLAAD Africa Championship. Then, let's go then into SuperSport United. So, SuperSport United are, yeah, in my opinion, sometimes they are a tactically awkward side. And I say tactically awkward because I just think that they don't use their best players with regards to what they can do, you know, for SuperSport United. And I say that they don't use their best players, I mean that from a tactical perspective. Tactically, they don't use them in their best positions. That's just my opinion. And the personnel as well, they don't use certain players who can contribute so much to the side from a tactical perspective and technical perspective. But let's head into SuperSport. They do like to approach with a 4-4-2. Sometimes can be a 4-5-1, but let's go for 4-4-2. So in goals, Ronwin Williams, as always. The young Keenan Phillips as the right back, a player who's growing in stature, a player whose performances I thoroughly enjoyed, especially his final ball. When he does get into the final third, he's always able to pick out a cross. I think he's a player that's growing in stature, and within a couple of seasons, I think he's going to be a well-refined fullback and a player who can contribute to the national team going forward and compete for that right back position. So then, when we then have a look at the centre-backs, I think we will have Ditlokwe in there as the right-sided centre-half, and then we will have Luke Fleurs as the left-sided centre-half, or they could possibly change because they're comfortable on both sides, you know. But I think that's more or less how we will have it. We'll have them as the two centre-backs, Ditlokwe and Luke Fleurs, who I think, look, as much as the under-23 struggled at the Olympics, but he did have some impressive displays, and I think he did come into his own, and he graduated there with regards to his performance. At left-back, the mainstay, Onizmo Basera, and you do know what Basera gives you, very similar to Phillips. He does give you that width when he has to go, and the relationship then that he would have with Asipho Mbule, who I think starts more or less to the left-hand side, because, like I mentioned earlier on, Keitano Tembu, in my opinion, doesn't really use the SuperSport side to its fullest potential. That's why you end up seeing Mbule having to drift to the left-hand side. And the relationship you would have with Basera is a beautiful relationship, because then Basera goes, Mbule comes in. Where he comes into the half space, he looks to occupy those spaces, manipulate the ball, and manipulate the half spaces. So then when we go into midfield, so yet again, there could be a number of options, but I will then go with Jamie Webber and Tebogo Mokoena as a double pivot. And then I will have Mbule there coming off the left, but he's more likely to drift in. Onisma Boacera goes out. On the right-hand side, you will have Lungu, very energetic player, very, very energetic player, you know. And I just think that he needs to get to a point where he's able to refine his skill set. So, yes, he's got the speed, but can you complement the speed with a refined technical skill set where we will see him getting more goals, where we will see him getting a lot better with regards to his final ball and his final product? So then, when we then have a look at the two up front, Bradley Grobler and Gabuza. But a player that I would like to touch on who is making the rounds, will he go to Kaizer Chiefs? Will he stay? Hey man, that remains to be seen, is Sipho Mbule. So what's Sipho Mbule? Why he's very important within this lineup is how he interprets the space, and why he's very important when it comes for when it comes to SuperSport for the way in which they play. So, like I said, tactically awkward, a 4-4-2 which doesn't really get the best out of them. So he becomes very important then when it comes to ensuring that these two are fed, because you will see Teboho Mokoena having to drop a bit deeper, Jamie Webber having to drop deeper, then he has to come into that space, Boacera goes, you know. So that's what makes Sipho Mbule very important, that he carries the burden of being the creative force for SuperSport, especially in the final third. You've got players like Jamie Webber and Teboho Mokoena who will develop the game, who will progress the ball into the final third. They give it to Mbule. That's when Mbule starts working his magic. So then, but when I have a look at SuperSport, you know, I think for them to be a lot more tactically balanced and to get the best out of them, I would start Oswin Apollos as the left winger. I say that because this is a very dynamic and very fast young player, you know, and he's also very skillful and he's got an eye for goal as well. I would start him as the left winger so that I could have Mbule as the 10 and then have Bradley Grobler. I think SuperSport with a 4-2-3-1, they'd be a lot more balanced, and they'd have the speed and the width on the right side, the speed and the width on the left-hand side. That then would see their defense being a lot more tactically disciplined. So then Keenan Phillips doesn't always have to go, because you have Lungu who will occupy that space. Keenan Phillips can just tuck in. Onisma Boacera, we do know that he's coming to the final years of his career. So he could also tuck in and preserve his energy. So he doesn't always have to go. I think then you're looking at a more balanced SuperSport. Sometimes Jamie Webber does join in. Then Mokoena keeps keeps the tactical balance, and then vice versa, you know. So I think they're a lot better suited to a 4-2-3-1. However, let's not rule it out, because it could happen. Certain players could still come in. There are reports that Buhle Mkhwanazi is in talks with SuperSport. So if that deal does go over the line, look, he could potentially go into the SuperSport lineup progressing into the season, but not to start with, because he's lacking match fitness, he's lacking game time. So I don't think that he immediately starts and hits the ground running, but is a player that will then work his way into that lineup. So then when we then have a look at who will be the key players on both sides, so with Golden Arrows, so just to note, at home I usually go for one key player on either side, but for this game, I'll go with two key players on either side. So, my key player here is Modi for Golden Arrows. I'll start with Modi. And the reason why I think Modi will be key is because I just feel that from a defensive perspective, SuperSport's right-hand side isn't as strong by virtue of the fact that Lungu likes to go. So sometimes he doesn't offer that defensive cover and assistance to a young Keenan Phillips. And Keenan Phillips, in my opinion, he's not the strongest defensively. So you can get at him. Also, he also likes to overlap. So that then leaves that open, which then leaves Luke Fleurs and De Tlokwe very isolated. So then Modi can then operate in that half space where he looks to come in, get those shots at goal, and I think he's going to trouble them. He's going to keep them occupied going this way. And then another player to highlight is, yes, of course, I never die. I never die. Because I'm Tsago. So, never die in Tsago. Makubela. That is also my other key player, the number 10. And I say he's going to be key because I just think that SuperSport in midfield, they don't have a defensive midfielder, a genuine defensive midfielder who sits and protects the back four. By virtue of that, I think then it gives Ntsako so much space and opportunity to occupy the half spaces, manipulate them, manipulate the half spaces, manipulate the ball, and get into this midfield and dominate and progress into the final third where you see him popping up in zone 14. So, Modi and Ntsako Makubela, those are my two key players for Arrows. And I think the game will be won by individual brilliance here. I say that because I think even this game will be a bit of a chess game. Both teams will try and nullify each other. I don't see a high-scoring game. So I think those key players will be very influential. When we then have a look at SuperSport, we're having a look at Mbule. And we're having a look at Bradley Grobler. So I say Mbule because very influential, very creative. And I think he's going to be important when it comes to creating chances for SuperSport. And how does he then get SuperSport ticking and getting them into the game? So the man then he will be creating those chances for is Bradley Grobler. How does Bradley Grobler then look to utilize those chances that he's given? How does he occupy this centre-back partnership? Can he bully them? He is a lot more physical than both of these centre-backs. So he will look then to hold the ball, get Lungu into play, get Bule into play, and get Gabuza into play if he does start. But that's the nice thing then of having the traditional 4-4-2 at times, is that both strikers occupy both centre-backs and they get to bully them. However, if they go with a 4-2-3-1 and have an extra midfielder in there, then it's about Grobler occupying these two and then getting these three into the game. So, those are my key players for SuperSport. I've got Grobler and Mbule as the key players. And my prediction for this game will be 1-0 to SuperSport. I think they'll just edge Golden Arrows as I just think that with regards to Keitano Tembu, with regards to the squad, they've been together for a lot longer. And with Lihlokonolo Siama coming in to a brand new side, yes, he's had the privilege of having the full preseason. However, I think then the real test comes into the MTN 8 quarterfinal, which will be the first official games for Golden Arrows. And I think because you will try new things and you'll be a bit experimental, I think then that will be his undoing. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is my extra time prediction that SuperSport will win this game and advance to the semifinals of the MTN 8, where they will win 1-0. So, thank you very much for tuning in to yet another special episode of Disky Talk with Riolo. At home, do let me know in the comment section, who do you think will win this game? Who do you think are some of the key players? Do you agree with the fact that for SuperSport, Mbule and Grobler will come up tops with an assist and a goal? Or do you think that Modi and Makubela could be the ones to influence the game, grab the game by the scruff of the neck and take it to SuperSport? Or even better yet, do you think that we could see a classic Duduzo Sibiya performance? Do let me know in the comment section. Thank you very much for tuning in and supporting Disky Talk with Luyolo. And as always, I am your host with the most, and I go by the name of Luyolo. Signing out.